What it is, what it do, you bunch of jive-ass, funky-ass turkeys.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of the BS Booz Podcast, sponsored by the wonderful people over there at Confidently You Beauty. Go ahead and book them appointments at Confidently You Beauty, Confidently You on Facebook, and Confidently You Beauty on Instagram. Look them up, get your hair done, get your wig fixed. You know what I'm saying? It's about that time, because them naps is kind of curling up in the back. Gotta get that kitchen right. And the only place that get their kitchen right is Confidently You Beauty.
That's right.
Because they make sure to get them naps right, straight, and cracked.
Yep.
Like a whip.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to another episode. It's me, I was gonna say Dino's. Oh, I ain't done this in a minute, but it's me, the Deacon, and the Shotmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Dino's is not with us this evening, but we got a special guest with us.
We do.
Introduce yourself to the people. Tell them who you be.
It's me, Mimi.
Mimi back again.
Yeah.
Doing another episode with the fellas, you dig. And so we are here. How we start off every podcast is, you know, what you're sipping on today. So, you know, Shotmaster, take it away.
Ooh, I am sipping on some Buffalo Trace and also some 1835.
Oh, man. Is that the year you got your license?
Yeah, that's the year I got my license.
Bless you, brother. Bless you. Bless you. I'm sipping on some Bibb and Tucker.
Bibb and Tucker.
Yeah, it's a small batch bourbon whiskey.
Mm.
Very interesting. So, Mimi, what you sipping on over there?
Sipping on some Ciroc and Sprite.
Oh, she's sipping on that Ciroc Red Berry.
Mm-hmm. Red Berry is where it's at.
You know, the not the original, but one of the first flavors I would say that Ciroc came out with was the Red Berry. Because mm-hmm. that was the one everybody was hyped up about and everybody trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so everybody's sipping as we do normally. So,
yep.
Fella and lady.
Yes.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing in these streets?
Doing good.
That's nice. Mimi, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
She's great. That's great.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fantabulous.
It's great to hear.
It's so awesome. You guys. So, before we got on the air, we started having a little discussion about Stanley Cups.
Mm-hmm.
And we started discussing, like, because I was like, I've been kind of asking people. People been buying these things like crazy. And I'm like, kind of like, okay, what is the big deal about a Stanley Cup? Like, why are they so popular? Because it's not like I don't know if it's endorsed by a famous person or whatever. Like, you know how some whiskeys and liquors have famous names behind them that, you mm-hmm. know, they own them or whatever. But why is everybody so infatuated with the Stanley Cup? Like, and as we sit here right now, Mimi has this pink and black Stanley Cup with her name on it. Your name's on it, right?
No.
I thought your name was on it.
No, they just said Stanley.
Oh, boy, I thought your name was on it. I was saying.
No, but you can get it engraved.
I'm pretty sure
online.
You can. Because everybody was in love with the Yetis.
Yes.
Yeti Cups. Everybody was in love with them. And you had to have a Yeti Cup, and it was like a certification. Like, you made it. But now everybody, I need a Stanley Cup. And you got people collecting these things like they are like Pokemon cards.
Yes.
Basically. Oh, God. So, as an owner of three Stanley Cups.
Yes.
What is so infatuating about it? Like, what makes them so, like, the attractable item to grab off the shelves?
Okay, so, I don't know how mine, like, collection started. But I just think because I saw a lot of people at work. And, well, not only that, but I always heard that, like, we have an ice maker and a water thing mm-hmm. at work.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll hear that their ice will still be there throughout the whole night to the next day. So for me, ice is a big thing because I like drinking my drinks with ice. And so I bought one to see what the hype was.
Oh my goodness.
And it's true.
I'm about done.
Look, this Stanley has been in my car one time with ice and water. And the next morning when I went in my car to like to see if it was still there, it was still there.
Child, I thought you were supposed to say, this Stanley been in my family since it came out. I was supposed to say, what the... I was like, this Stanley has been passed down from my grandma to my mama, now to me. And now we'll pass it down to my...
Okay, but like there is like a weird obsession about it. I've seen a lot of people like with tons and tons of them.
It just seems like people go crazy, go nuts. And I'm like...
Yeah.
I think it went more popular whenever they did the Stanley and Starbucks one. The pink one.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I don't follow the trends. I'm not a trend follower. I'm not like, I need my Stanley cup, mother something. No.
But there is a TikTok that happened like a while ago, a couple months ago. It was this lady's car caught on fire. And she had a Stanley in it. And it didn't melt. The straw was bented a little bit. And she was like, there's still ice in here. And she literally shit, like she shook the cup and there was ice. And I think that's like a lot of people were like, hold on. What, like, what the heck?
Stanley's a fireproof.
But the next day, the owner or like the sponsor, founder, whatever.
Yeah.
One of the higher ups. He reached out and made a TikTok and was like, hey, we saw, we're going to buy you a new car. We're going to get you like, we're going to get you straight. But the other night,
oh Lord,
I saw a like a conspiracy theory that that whole thing was like a fake.
Oh Lord.
See?
That like it was like an advertisement because what is everybody on TikTok?
And you got to put it, if you promote it right, you can promote your product
exactly
and get the coin in your pocket.
And this one YouTuber that I saw, he put a Stanley in like a fire.
Shit,
the fire. Yeah, it melted, like everything melted, like to the lid, the cup, the handle broke off.
Oh,
like everything. And they said one of the like the stunt guys was like, a car fire is 1600 degrees Fahrenheit. And the fire that they had was only 600. So how is it that it melted in a fire pit, but not in the car?
Yeah.
But if you looked at the video in the car, the car looked kind of messed up. How are you going to tell me that that cup is fine?
Yeah. I mean, they have ways of kind of plagiarizing, forging, like kind of making it seem like, oh, well, this Stanley could survive a fire in a car. Look at this. It's so indestructible. You gotta get it. And most people, you know, some people, we are all gullible and we, you know, oh my gosh, I gotta have it. I just need it, man. I just need a new cup. You know, I love the color scheme. I love the handle.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful. I just need a new cup. I got 26 of them, but no, this cup, oh, I must have it in my collection.
So like, it's not that like, just, okay. I understand, like, you got to make your product like, stand out. But why use a car fire?
It's by any means necessary. That's the name of the game. There are no rules, no boundaries to the ways of business. You have to sell your product in a way that doesn't seem too juvenile, but kind of seems like you're, like, borderline your douche.
Yeah.
And you're, like... Well, like you started off with good credibility and you kind of just like, ugh. You're like borderline douche right there. Like,
I've seen like kids like in elementary have them.
Why? See?
Okay. So I went to go get, I think it was either a Stanley for me or it was for my friend for her birthday. And there was a bunch of like fifth graders. They were like, Mom, can I get this cup? Can I get this cup? And the mom's response were literally, okay, I'm going to get it for you, but you better not fuck it up. But at that point, they're in, like, elementary. Why do they need a cup?
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't even, like, the little small ones. It was literally the 40-ounce that I have.
It's because some parents like to give their kids everything that they didn't have. So, you know, they try to make up for it, which I understand completely. But at the same time, you got to teach your kids the value of a dollar.
That you do.
I wish my kid would come ask me for a Stanley. 4 years old. I'm like, I want a Stanley. I'd be like, I don't know who Stanley. I don't know a Stanley.
Who is a Stanley you're speaking of?
Mm-hmm. I know Dollar Tree cups. They're good sip cups. I got your Easter cup. You know what I'm saying? The sip cup.
The only expensive one you're getting is the one from Walmart.
You ain't getting that.
If
if that. You get a plastic cup. Red Solo cup. be happy with that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I get it. I understand. You want to make sure your kids have the best. It's understandable.
Yeah.
But you... Oh, Pop's...
What the
hell? I thought his Pop's moving his truck again. But no, you want to make sure your kids have the best of both worlds. Make sure they understand the value of the item that they get. They value it. They don't just like destroy it and beat it up and on to the next.
Yeah, like any other thing.
True. That.
Yep.
So, everybody, all out there, boys and girls, children of all ages. So, WrestleMania was this past weekend. Everybody watched it or... Watch some of it.
I watched some of it.
Okay. Well, what was our thoughts? What did we think? Let's go with our guest. How did you feel about this WrestleMania weekend? How did it live up to the expectations? Did it overachieve what you thought it was gonna be?
So I wouldn't say overachieve, but it was better than last year's, in my opinion, only because. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
It seems like you're struggling.
Yeah, he's struggling over there.
I'll bite the damn table.
You already did.
And...
Wow.
I think you just ruined the whole cork.
It's all right. We don't need a cork.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Wow.
As we're sitting here, he's destroying a cork.
Don't be telling people what I'm doing.
You told the people I had a Stanley.
That was a part of the conversation. This ain't part of the conversation. This is
but
not.
But it's distracting.
It ain't distracting. Focus.
Okay.
It's the world of podcasting.
All right. So it was Wow. How's it taste?
Wash my mouth out.
You gotta do that.
That. All right. ASMR moment. You all right there?
Yeah.
Washed off with whiskey.
Woo! Back to your analysis on WrestleMania. Sorry for that.
It's all right. It was great to see you struggle.
Hey, my struggle is real.
Hey.
Oh, it was.
Hey, hush.
It was.
Whatever you say. It was great. I think the concept was there, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The whole storylines of everything, you know. I don't remember what was night one, night two, but I will say that Cody Rhodes came in clutch. I like that.
Mm.
You didn't like it?
Mm. It was nice.
I just think instead of John Cena or The Undertaker, they should have brought out Stone Cold for The Rock.
Mm.
Ooh.
I can see that. I can see why.
Because, okay, yes, The Undertaker... Cool, badass, old school, whatever. John Cena, get it. They had a feud. They were at WrestleMania, what, twice?
Yeah.
But.
Actually, I think. Might have been, I think, three times.
Probably. Like, I get it. The whole stare down.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But The Undertaker, I don't think The Undertaker and The Rock had so much of a feud to do that. Mm-hmm. If they would have done Stone Cold. Stone Cold would have done a stunner. That would have been badass.
Mm.
And then do the Solo Sikoa.
And John.
That would have been like the next pay-per-view.
Yeah. I get you. I feel you.
But then at the same time too, as much as I love John Cena, they could have done The Undertaker and Stone Cold to see them in a ring again.
Mm. Mm. Because it's been a minute. Yeah. It's been a minute.
The last time what Stone Cold was on, he was in Dallas.
Yeah. That was the last.
With Pat McAfee.
Right? Yeah. Last WrestleMania. That was the last WrestleMania Stone Cold. He hit the stunner on Pat. that nasty stunner on Vince. Oh, God.
Oh, that was.
Yeah, that was the botch of everything.
That reminded me of that first stunner Vince ever took.
That was disgusting.
Like, oh. Like, that was, did you break your neck?
It was terrible. It was terrible. Shotmaster, what was your synopsis of WrestleMania?
To me, this one by far was one of the best WrestleManias that they've had in some time.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the matches, I say, lived up to the hype. They delivered.
True, true, true.
You can tell the chemistry between the wrestlers. They're, I will say,
yeah.
Night one with Becky and Rhea.
Oh,
they kicked off night one. My gosh.
On God. Loved it. On God.
I think it was a good match to kick it off with.
That was hard to follow up.
Yeah.
True.
Because they both brought it.
Mm.
And they, for them, I think they wrestled. I think they almost wrestled a good 20 minutes. True. If not, close to it.
Yeah.
They tore the house down.
They blew the roof up. Mm.
And well, I think with Motionless in White opening up for Rhea too. I think that was so awesome.
It's a different vibe. It is. So different.
Especially because
the
lead singer, Chris Motionless, is a fan of Rhea. Mm-hmm. Then Rhea is a fan of Chris.
And it showed.
And like the connection, it's like meshes so good together.
It's like you could feel they feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. That entrance, it was just,
they did
beautiful, beautiful work.
It was.
Oh, for sure. And especially because like, I think the way that they're so like alike.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go so good together to the point where like, it's like, okay, I can see that happening.
True.
Yeah.
Because Rhea has had somebody else do her past entrance, and it was not it. I looked at videos, and it was like botchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With this one, it was amazing. It was on point.
Top tier.
It was.
It really was.
It was.
She brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah,
she really did. She made me proud.
Did see a lot of titles change hands.
Oh, true that.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm glad they split the tag titles.
Oh, I am too.
It was about time because they needed to, because there's too many tag teams on both brands. And it's like, what do you do with them?
What are you fighting for?
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going out. We're tag teaming in for what?
Just fighting each other.
Just for nothing.
Literally.
I don't even think they defended anything since they'd gotten the, like, what, once or twice that they defended it?
A few times.
But not like it was like,
you regular know, basis.
Yeah, because you had, it was popping up on SmackDown, popping up on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, you got all these tag teams popping up on SmackDown, bubbling up on Raw. So they need some titles to kind of keep them level-headed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to be like, y'all ain't doing nothing with me.
It's just going it's just gonna go down
because your storyline gonna be stale.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna know what to do with them because you over here fighting with this person. But what's the goal? What's the objective?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the end game?
Exactly. Oh, Avengers. I'm sorry. Went there.
Yep. Shout out to Bailey on.
Big booty Bailey.
You can say finishing her story.
Oh,
that big she booty stealing storylines again at the Hall of Fame
with that booty
ceremony. In that dress, and Lord have mercy.
With that booty meat. That booty meat.
Get it. Okay, so I didn't see what she was wearing. I really wasn't.
Who?
Bailey.
Where?
At WrestleMania? At the Hall of Fame.
Oh, some dress.
It was
just some dress?
It was a blue dress.
It was a blue dress, but you could see it hit the right curves in all the right places.
All right.
She was out chill.
Get it.
I was like, all right, I see.
I didn't even really see a lot of stuff from the Hall of Fame. That's weird. Because I usually do.
Yeah, it wasn't. I think it was late. Because it was like right after SmackDown. So, you know, it's on Peacock. And a lot of, I think it ran too long.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were kind of like, oh, man, hey, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up. Like, come on, Ma. Oh, if you don't like wrestling, we don't care. You don't listen to this.
Cameraman was on spot with that shot.
Okay, so I like that dress.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it really suits her too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did.
Yeah, it suits her. Oh God.
Don't it.
Word to your mother.
I'm not going to lie. It does suit her.
Yeah.
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 But I will say that the wardrobes for WrestleMania were on point too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with all of the girls. Becky, she had like parts of her book.
Oh,
my God. I love that.
Yes.
You see the creativity.
You see every like creative side to to each wrestler.
Exactly.
Because you have Becky promoting like her book. She's like the man. So she's like promoting herself as, you know, I'm big shit. Love it. Exactly. She's embracing herself. So I love that.
Yeah.
Rhea, of course, she has her spooky side.
Of course.
I love it. What outfit doesn't she kill?
Yeah.
For sure, Cody, like his entrance with the mask.
Yeah.
But his wife didn't need to be in it.
let her get some shine, man. They trying to introduce the world.
She had that shine whenever when they were on freaking AEW.
Look, they trying to introduce her to the world. That's what they trying to do. They trying to introduce her. You know, she been gone for a minute. Now she.
You think she'd make a comeback or no?
No.
Come back for what?
To wrestling.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think she's comfortable where she's at.
Yeah.
Because she tried it. It didn't work out. I think she was a ring announcer at one point.
Mm. She can't be one now?
No.
No, Samantha she got carries it.
Samantha, she didn't.
It's on lock and key.
She took it and ran away with it.
So good luck.
She said, fuck y'all, I'm taking this.
She like the next Lillian Garcia. You dig what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Lillian was top notch, top tier. And now Samantha coming up behind a real club. Samantha like just, oof. Samantha on another level.
I love
the creativity she has with them announcing their names.
But she gets like sentimental when she has to, and I freaking love it.
When she called for Cody, boy,
she cried. Gosh. But I did read though that she didn't know who was gonna win, so her genuine reaction was her crying.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I think that's really beautiful, especially to the art of wrestling, because you don't get a lot of sentimental people that have the like love for like the sport, action.
Genuinely truthful, just love for it. Like you could tell in everything that she does, like she genuinely like feels like everything, the announcing and everything. Cause you could tell even when it's like, it don't go her way. Like you see it looks, cause you see little TikToks and everything. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, what? Oh no, I gotta go. Here is your winner.
Especially when like Logan and the whole Ricochet thing, you can tell like she didn't want to, but of course she has to.
It's her job.
But she does a really good job of it.
It's a job, man. It's a job now. I'm sorry.
Saw Seth show his emotions.
Oh,
poor Seth. Oh, Lord. What?
I mean, it's sad that he lost his title.
But.
He needs the time off.
Yeah.
I know.
He's
working overtime.
Yeah, he's working too hard.
His overtime is working overtime.
His body just like.
Hey. I think he deserves like that long rest.
Yes. He deserves that break.
I think that's why. That's why they let him drop the title. Mm. Because his body was just giving out, like the back, the knee, and it's like so much going on. You defending that title on Raw, you defending that title at almost every pay per view.
Yeah,
so it's like, bro, like I think he's been champion for like what 600 or some days or something like that. I don't know how long.
I think he was champion over 300 days,
300 or something like that.
Yeah, he was champion
about a year or so.
About a year.
So it's like, hey. Take some time, spend it with your family, your daughter, heal your body, and come back and then reclaim your throne.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be there, you know, and, you know, Damian going to have the title if, you know.
The Terror Twins.
Oh, my gosh. If main event Jey Uso don't steal it first, because, you know.
I could see it.
I hope so.
I could see it.
Praying to God. Because if he get it, I'm going to act a fool.
I can see it.
I'm going to give me some yeet glasses.
Dude, do it.
Give me a yeet shirt.
Do it.
And I'm going to yeet this whole podcast.
Yeet.
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 See, when my son say this, he say it too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, son, yeet. He be like, yeet. I'm like, yurt. He be like, yurt. I'm like,
but I will say that Jay is doing amazing things.
Oh, yeah.
By himself. Of course, you love the twins. You love the family duo. But it's time to let them shine.
So, okay. So, my question, like, so we didn't got into this wrestling hole, so we're going to stay here for a while. And if you don't like it, like I said, we talk about wrestling.
Yes.
Yes.
So, out of the two, before you saw them split and do their own thing, who did you think would have a better singles career? Like, when they was the Usos and they was running stuff before Jimmy went down with injury. When they was tag team, before Jimmy went down with injury, and that's when Jay joined Roman, had that feud with Roman and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before they split, before Jimmy went down, what twin did you think would have a better singles career?
Jimmy or Jay? Talking about like when they had like the face or a little bit?
No, not even the face. I would say we'll go with the penitentiary.
Okay.
Welcome to the penitentiary. Cause that was around the time when Jimmy went down with that injury.
Yeah.
So I would go around that time. That's when they were at the top of their game.
Yeah, they were still at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But who did you think had the better, who would have the better singles career at that time? Who would you think? Not knowing what you know now, not seeing what you saw, but who would you have thought?
But I guess like that mindset of what you saw right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
All down.
Yeah, what you saw right then and there, like at that time, who would you have thought at that time would have the better singles career in the future?
Dang.
It's hard, ain't it?
It is hard. Especially because what you know now,
it's
really hard.
It's harder to say like, oh shoot, like Jay, you know, because they're giving Jay plenty of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Jay's getting the push. You know, Jimmy's like stuck it within the bloodline, so he can't really go too far.
I think as much as I love the way that they're doing the whole Jay thing, I think Jimmy would do a lot of like badass shit too.
I think given the opportunity.
Yeah.
If he's given the opportunity, he can.
Especially like the heel.
Yes.
Just on his own, I think he would do a lot of good things.
I feel now that since Roman's lost, I think they're going to push Jimmy or they're going to push Solo.
Mm.
I think Solo's going to come because I feel Solo coming. He deserves, like, Solo deserves a title.
Yeah.
Some form of title, something. Intercontinental, U.S., whatever.
Who's the U.S.?
Logan Paul.
So he deserves one. And I feel like Jimmy can be in the title hunt for, like, he could be a face. He could be a face with he's good on the mic.
He's good on the mic. Yeah, he is.
And he's good in the ring too.
And definitely good in the ring. And the way he acts though, like the way his mannerism and his goofiness.
Not only that, but I think he can switch it up so easily. Like, he can be, like, the face, but then, like, in a snap in the finger, he can be like, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
Are you going to do something? And
you going to do something?
And he ain't afraid to, like put you in your place.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, he'll let you know, like, he's standing on business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come at him, he going to come at you.
Like, you're going to fuck around and find out. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah. Exactly. He's like, I might lose, but you found out I'm staying on business.
Mm-hmm.
But I see Paul Heyman becoming referee.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was like, okay.
No.
I think he's good at what he does.
Who?
Paul.
Oh, Paul. Oh, man. That is the centerpiece.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
But.
I would definitely say Paul Heyman is one of the best managers all time
in
professional wrestling.
For sure.
For him to have ECW and then to have Brock Lesnar, well, CM Punk, then Brock Lesnar, then Roman, but then to kind of play the fence with Brock and Roman and a little bit kind of teeter totter and his mindset. And he knows
what to do for every single one of them. Because if he would have had the opportunity to go back to CM Punk, like a switch up like that,
he would know how his mannerism. You'll see the different mannerism with CM Punk, with Brock,
and with Roman.
But his promos, they on the sell mic skill. Oh my
god, one of the best.
They sell.
He kills it on the mic every night. I know we're talking a lot about wrestling, but I don't care because this is the BS Boost podcast, and this is what we do. We talk about stuff. If you don't like it, tell your mother to listen to us. Tell your mother. Tell your wife.
Tell your brother. Tell your sister.
Tell them all.
Tell your whole family to listen to the BS Boost pod. You dig? So, I guess we can stop. It's so much about wrestling you could talk about. You go on and on because we all three of us like wrestling.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we could talk about it for hours without hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got to switch gears and talk about something else so people don't get bored at home. All our 12 listeners.
Right. And I'm one of those 12.
So, all our 11 listeners. No, all our 12 listeners listening. Are you out there in TV land? Don't you play. So, I had a question for you guys.
All right.
So, if given the option, would you be able to live in a grocery store? Live in a grocery store, right? Hear me out.
Okay.
You picked the grocery store, right? You picked the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And however long you live there, if you stay there, like say you stay there a day,
mm-hmm.
you get like $10,000. They wheel you in a basket, $10,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give back something in the store, some items in the store that are worth $10,000.
Wait, what?
So you got to trade in. So you got to trade. Hey! Somebody outside. I don't know who. So you got to trade. So basically, you get $10,000, mm-hmm. right? You mm-hmm. stay in the store. You don't leave. You stay there all night, all day.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
But they will you in $10,000. You got to give $10,000 worth of items back.
From the store?
From the store.
So basically, I'm going to get a shopping cart and just put whatever.
Whatever amount.
That adds up to $10,000.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, that's easy money.
So, because I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
I saw it on TikTok. And there was a dude. He was in there. He was basically adding up. He had everything. Like, because he was making forts and everything like that. He made a little, he rigged a shower in the back and everything like that.
Wow.
And so he stayed there for a while, but it started getting kind of like, he started getting restless. Mm-hmm. Started getting kind of bored because half the stuff he was giving away, like he was giving away most of his food and stuff, some items that he didn't want, this, that, and third. And it took a toll on him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had a family. So when he had plenty of shopping carts full of money. And he was close to almost, I think, about a million, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit.
I think, damn. If I'm not mistaken. He was close to about a million.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, man, I miss my family. I miss him so much.
Yeah.
And so he finally just like, hey, man, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. But to stay in a grocery store.
For that long.
Because after a while, they only, I think it was the people bought the grocery store. And so after a while, the power got cut off.
Oh,
because what? They didn't pay the electric bill.
Huh.
So they bought the store. I don't know if it was like just a building or whatever. They bought the grocery store. They mm-hmm. bought the building. And so they paid the electric company for so many days or so many payments. But they was like, oh, well, we only paid up to this. So after a while, the electricity got cut.
Oh, shit.
And so he was out without electricity. So he had a forklift. He built him a little fort, made him a little pallet. He was doing everything he could to entertain himself. He had a waterbed in there. Then he busted the waterbed with the forklift. So there was water everywhere in there. Luckily, this store looked like a storage warehouse.
Gosh.
But it was crazy he lasted a lot longer than I thought. I didn't think he was going to last too long because I don't know. I probably could last long, but after a while.
I would say like a couple of days.
Yeah, he lasted a lot longer because after a while, I was like.
Do you know what? Oh, not. I was going to say, do you know what store it was? But it was just like a random.
It was just some random. They didn't.
Like a random building, put shit in there.
Basically, I think it was an actual store. And
like
and
an old Sam's.
And probably like something like that. And they just put like just some groceries in there and stuff like that, shelves and everything. Probably stocked it. I don't know too much about it, but it was like kind of like. Okay, but he was standing there so long, he was by himself at night. So it's like, you're not with anybody. It's not like camera crews and everybody's in there. you're by yourself in this grocery store all day.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I feel like one or two days.
And then people, but, you know, of course they'll come in, will it in the morning, come in, will you, in the cash or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And you have the cash with you?
They have, they just put the cash in the corner or something over there in the corner or something like that. They just put the cash over there. Over there in the corner. It's in the grocery store. It's in there. And he just has it there. But you're in there literally all day, all night, with by yourself.
Literally no interaction with like nobody?
Until the morning, till somebody comes. Of course they'll come in and talk to you. And then sometimes, of course, some people came in there and kind of, you know, bullshitted with them and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And kicked it with them for a little bit.
But you can only do that for so long.
Exactly. So it's like your mindset and your mentality is kind of be like, oh, yeah. I don't know.
Would you be able to last that long?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I would.
I feel like 2-3 days would be my max.
Yeah.
Because ain't no way.
It's getting hot.
I'm not going to have no human interaction. How I'm not going to have little to nothing
and of course,
to keep myself busy.
They brought in his wife and his kid for like a day to kind of have fun. Because, you know, that interaction, like you said, the human interaction is something.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people like thrive off of that. Mm-hmm. Like, they got to interact with humans. People.
Social butterflies. Yeah.
Exactly. So after a while, like being by yourself, oh my gosh, you're going to be like, man, trying to tell everybody everything within that little sum of 5 minutes, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if I can survive all that. I don't know how.
But it is also depending on how much money am I getting for each day.
Yeah. See, that's
because for $10,000 for one day.
Yeah.
I would not be able to do that.
And see, I don't know. I had the video, I think, somewhere on there. I think I saved it or whatever. But I don't know if exactly it was $10,000 each day or whatever. But I'm pretty sure it was. But you know me, I don't remember stuff very well. You know, I'm getting old.
Me.
You know, I'm like 47,445.
All right. You do your thing.
You know me, numbers. But no, I just, to stay that long, I don't know how long he stayed in there. But it was a long time. It was a long amount of days he stayed in there. And I was all like, bro, like you're the GOAT.
I mean,
you're my guy.
Kudos to him, because I don't think I would have been able to do that much as I think I would be able to. Cause
I just don't know.
Mm-mm.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot, mm-hmm, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. couple days, way making it seem he probably lasted a couple weeks.
I don't know. He lasted.
It had to have been a couple weeks.
Child, it was. I think Jesus came in there, visited him, and
Jesus was on his side.
Probably so. I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't do it for 10,000 though. For sure, not 10,000. Because you're gonna tell me one day is worth 10,000. Like,
And see, I don't know. I don't know if it was for that. I don't know if it was like, I don't know if it was for like that X amount of money or whatever.
Yeah.
And see, I don't remember what it was called, so I can't even look it up.
Dang. I'm gonna do my research later.
That's what I was trying to look up. Damn it! What are you doing over there?
What you think I'm doing?
I don't know. That's why I asked you, fool.
Researching.
10,000 every day you survive in a grocery store. Mr. Beast.
I hate him.
Dang, that's vicious.
Gosh.
Okay, because he'd be doing the most for no reason. Like, I'm going to give everybody in this room a car. But there's like, you got to do all of this stuff.
The catch to it.
Yeah,
like, not like Oprah where she says, oh, if you look under your seat, you got a brand
new. You get a car. Everybody gets a car.
Oh my gosh, if you look under your seat, you get $5,000.
If you look under your seat, you will see tickets to your like event of your choice.
But like, there's a catch.
Yeah, like, that's Mr. Beast. Everything with him, there's a catch to it.
He gonna catch these hands.
Like, I've seen a video where he separates the kids and the parents and whoever gets out of the circle, like, they lose. But, like, let's just say me and my mom are, like, in the thing. If my mom gets out, she loses her part of the money. But if I stay,
oh Lord,
I get my part of the money, and whoever has the most, I guess, people in there win.
Jesus.
But, like, seeing the videos, they're like, I'm always here for you, baby. I got your back. And I'm like, like, girl, you didn't have to do this.
You're doing too much.
Be for real.
You're doing way too much.
Be for real.
That's way too much.
That's the thing of Mr. Beast. And like, everything looks good, but there's a catch to everything.
And I think he just does a lot of it for, like, clout, for views.
Oh, of course. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game at the end of the day. You gotta, yeah. You're trying to get them views, trying to get that viewership, that all them people noticing you, trying to put the right hashtags to it, and so that way it gets on somebody's feed. So that's the end game of all end games.
Yeah.
When it comes to creating content, you know, you try to figure out, well, what's the newest trend, or what trend can I set that will create somebody to follow my trend. Or somebody to be like, oh man, I gotta, like, keep TikTok following this dude.
With, like, the dances and stuff.
And you seen that new dance that came out with the little Asian people?
What?
No, you ain't seen that one?
Little.
Well, not little Asian people.
Oh, I was like, kids?
No, I ain't little. But,
ooh, sheesh. That guy, 45 days in the grocery store.
45 days?
45 days.
Could never be me. Could never.
45.
But did y'all see that new JoJo Siwa video?
Is that the JoJo?
No, like, she's on some crack or something.
Uh oh,
Lord, she says she on some.
Whoa,
why is she on that?
Y'all haven't seen?
I think I probably have
her dances with her fucking ponytail. Just looks like
she been on. I think she on some. She on something because. She don't seem like she all, like, there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like she just wilding out.
She, I don't know what the fuck she was wearing, but she said it was inspired by Kiss. She was freaking black rhinestones on her face, a black, whoa, like, rhinestone outfit. And she, I guess somebody asked her something, and she was like a special guest on my podcast. She's like, let's spice it up a little bit. Let's do my ex. And, like, she literally did, like, the laugh to herself. Yes. What the fuck is that?
Oh, I seen that. She going through things.
Like, she was like,
she going through something. She was right,
like, now, I'm gonna get my ex on the podcast, and she literally did, like, the, like, laugh to herself and, like, walk away, and then she just came right back.
She going through things.
Yeah, she going through something right now.
She going through issues and trials and tribulations.
That's on you, honey.
She going through a dark phase in her life. Cause what was she on? She was on what?
Dance Moms.
Dance Moms.
And then she had her, like, big old bow. See, side ponytail.
Yeah, I remember that. So she was like one of the kids that was like, she probably was sheltered, and so now she's able to express herself in a way that she would want to express herself.
Yeah.
But she's kind of overly expressing too much.
If you're gonna do the whole dark phase, don't do the rhinestones. What the fuck is that?
She don't know any better. Like, it's the people that don't know.
I feel like she's a lot of controversy, though.
She can be a lot of
with her exes.
Well, I mean, she was on Dance Moms, so that, like, that screams drama.
Yeah, true.
Controversy,
true,
right,
true,
there. As the Dance Moms.
Yeah, true.
So she had to do a lot of stuff, so now she's just rebellion against, you know what I'm saying?
Do your thing.
Do your thing, boo boo.
Do your thing.
So you really ain't seen this little trend?
No. What are you talking about?
So this is trend of this little Chinese dance. It's a little Chinese dance.
Okay. What the hell? Get it. Ooh, kill it. Get it. Oh, serve.
Yeah.
Get it, queen. Get it. Hey, hey. Get it. And lift. And it. And it. And go.
But I want to show you my favorite one, though.
Oh my god.
My favorite one is. Let me find him. Is he on here? Oh, he ain't gonna come out in here. What? That's disrespectful to that man.
There's a lot of TikToks that I've been seeing.
Cause that man was killing it though. But that's that dance, boy. That dance is out there, and I kind of want to do it though.
And do it. I support you. Have y'all seen that new Mean Girls?
Mean Girls?
Yeah. The new Mean Girls?
No, I ain't watched that.
No.
I've heard so many bad things about it.
I ain't seen it. Me love you. She over here playing a whole nother song.
No, because there's a dance that me and my friends were laughing at today at work, and it was so stupid.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And the only reason why I know about it is because I reposted the video. It says me, POV, me at a Bad Bunny concert trying to get his attention. Look.
I'm done. I'm finished.
It's so funny.
TikTok then took over the whole nation.
TikTok done fucked me up.
TikTok then messed everybody up. True that.
It's so funny though.
It's one of them things that you really. It's like people that don't have TikTok find their way on TikTok. Like they just be scrolling through, and people be sending them TikToks, or they be just
curious
what is TikTok like? Do I need to make this? And then once they get on there, they can't stop. They just you gotta be scrolling and looking, and then you see stuff like the little Chinese dancing that you want to do, and then you see that the video that you just showed us, and it's like man, TikTok.
And then like you find yourself posting stuff too, because I post stuff.
You post stuff on TikTok?
Yeah, look.
Oh, I ain't posting nothing on my TikTok. Oh, well, I don't mess with my TikTok too much. I try to do the podcast TikTok, but I ain't posting nothing in a minute on the podcast.
Like my recent one, it says, you busy April 27th, and it says, yep, I'm busy, and it's... What the world of my life? The love of my life. Two weeks.
So if y'all don't know, Bad Bunny is... We talked about on the last time when she was on the podcast.
Yes.
But now it's a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
So excited.
So we'll have to have her back on to give us an update.
The post Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Is she going to be like, oh my gosh.
Like I said the last time, instant marriage. But okay, I will give him the recognition, everything, because his setup so far, from the TikToks that I've seen, it's amazing. Like, he has two sides, like two, like, stages. Yeah. He starts on one side, gets off, comes on a horse to the other side, does his, like, old school trap, and then gets on a floating platform, and it spins.
I will say, Bad Bunny, he puts the time and creativity into his tour performances. I will say, his videos too. He puts that time and energy and the creativity to make it different than nobody's ever done before. He wants to be different. And I applaud that. I applaud wanting to be different, not following trends. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of trends you could follow.
Yeah.
And some of them trends ain't for everybody. But Bad Bunny definitely set his own path.
Yeah.
And he does his own thing. So I applaud that, brother. I applaud Bad Bunny, and I'm happy that you're getting to go to experience this concert.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that you have fun. And like I said before, we're going to get you back on. So that way we can know what the post outcome and how it was. And
for sure. I'll give my honest review.
So look out for that episode. That'll be one where Dino's be not on now. We do miss Dino's. We miss you, brother.
Yeah, we miss you, brother. I will say, when it comes to Bad Bunny.
Yes.
Will we see him inside of a wrestling ring
I was actually hoping he was going to come out for Logan. Because it's true. If you can have Logan have a spotlight for his, you know, his time being, why can't Bad Bunny?
It's true. I mean, it's damn true.
Yeah.
I could see Bad Bunny coming back. Doing the wrestling pay-per-view. I could definitely see that.
I could too.
Him showing up on Raw. I definitely see WWE going back to Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I could definitely see that happening. Like, real talk. Like, I could definitely, because the buzz they got when they went there, oh my gosh.
It was amazing. Everything. Yeah.
It was amazing. And it was something different. It wasn't like, because they never, I don't know if they've been there before, but when they went there, they got the crowd was so in tune.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just, and then the wrestlers, as you saw Zelina Vega, and then you saw, you know, Damian Priest, and he's,
and I will be saying the theme song, or like his entrance theme that he came out into Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it live.
Oh, uh-oh.
And I'm singing that with my whole heart. Y'all have no idea.
She is excited than the schoolgirl going to lunch at 12:45 in the morning.
And my outfit is on point too.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Y'all be on the look, y'all. That podcast will come sometime in the year later down the road. Mm-hmm. But as we get to our next segment, if you don't stop rubbing your hands together, bro, you can hear all that in the. Am I too loud?
No, you ain't too loud.
Okay. Is she too loud?
No.
Because I got on different headphones. Just saying.
Yeah, we know.
Just saying. All right. As we get on to our next segment, the. Shot of the week. Shot of the week. Is the fucking shot. Shot of the week.
Drop your fucking draws. It's the shot of the week.
My man, I had to take it back old school. We ain't done that theme in a long time.
I will say.
Oh, shit. She gave it a snap. Last time we did it, you know. as you heard, have you heard the last episode? The Dinos will not be doing that shot of the week kind of intro anymore because he... 2024 and he's kind of on his new thing. He's like, I'm doing me. I don't care what anybody say. So I don't fault him. I said, do your thing, boo boo.
Go off.
Do your thing. Uh oh. Pull up. Drink. Pull up. Headshot. Drink. Sit down. Drink. Stand up. Drink. Fight it. Drink. Hey. Oh.
Sorry.
Forgot where you was for a moment.
I did. I see. Thought it was at Flanagan's.
Wow.
That was actually fun, though.
Look. Oh. It was great until a shit ton of people started popping up.
Oh, my gosh. It was a bunch of people.
Do not go spring break and after a concert.
Do not. Please do not.
I don't recommend.
What is this?
You're going to find out.
It looked like Hawaiian Punch. What is that? That smell. Clear my palate.
Hold on. It reminds me of like a Capri Sun.
I don't know. That smell is just throwing me off. It smells spicy.
Yeah, the smell is like, same with it. Like it does, but then it's like, yeah, you get that.
It kind of does. It smells like some rubbing alcohol.
Like at a doctor's.
That's what I'm getting.
That's what, if you put your nose in it, it mm-hmm. just smells like yep. rubbing alcohol.
Hand
sanitizer.
Basically, that's what it smelled like.
I was not expecting to smell like that. I was expecting it to smell what it's supposed to be.
Good Lord. These shots of the week. Ridiculous.
I don't know.
Let's give it a tasty taste. Tastes good. It tastes like some Kool-Aid.
Tastes better than it smells. I will say that.
You don't get none of that smell off this taste.
No, you don't.
None. It tastes like a gusher. Like a wild berry or raspberry.
It gives you. Yeah. It gives me gusher vibes. Mm-hmm.
She's still deciphering.
Mm-hmm.
Or an airhead. Like a mystery flavor. Or like a... What do they have on there?
It gives off like a...
There's a flavor for this one for the airhead. But I can't think of it. But I'm getting mystery flavor.
Like a berry.
Yes.
Mixed berry.
There we go.
I'm so fucking smart. There we
go. And that's why you're here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because neither me or the Dinos are smart about these strategies. They take both of us, and boy, we be deciphering the mess out of this.
They do.
Because John and I...
He go one way, Dinos is the other way. Then sometimes they on the same way. Then they eventually go off.
Like now that I drink it and I smell it, it smells different. It smells like berries.
Smell like Cap'n Crunch. No, I'm just playing. And I get the same smell. Like,
really? I was gonna say you want to smell mine, but what difference is that gonna make?
I don't get
I that get the berry same smell. I get the same smell.
Like the taste, like I get the berry airheads, mixed berry. But it, as far as the smell, it still smells the same. And I'm like, disrespectful. Shot of the week. It does give a burn. Does give a burn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go a vodka. I'm gonna go a vodka mystery. No, I'm just playing. Vodka. I'm gonna go vodka blueberry.
Blueberry? Okay.
Yeah.
Blueberry vodka.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna go blueberry vodka.
All right.
No. I'm gonna go.
Where's he going now?
For some reason, I want to go with Deep Eddie's lemonade.
Deep Eddie's. Oh.
For some reason, I don't know why, but this is giving off. And I might be wrong. Half the time we are wrong when we guess this.
I don't know what kind, but I will say mixed berry.
I'm going to go vodka, lemonade,
like a berry lemonade.
That'd be very interesting. Nah, I don't think it's a lemonade. I don't even think it's a Deep Eddie. Watch it be Deep Eddie. Be pissed off. This shot is really messing with my head.
I see.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm so intoxicated. I want to give me a wig.
No.
I want to be there when it happens.
I'm going to order me one off Amazon. Watch.
Do it.
Gosh. We'll talk about that in a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
I ain't going to the shot of the week.
Okay, don't encourage that because he will do it.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to go vodka. And I'm going to go berry. I'm going to go blueberry. Blueberry vodka.
I think I'm going to go vodka mixed berry.
Mixed berry?
Okay.
Hit us with it, Shot Master.
All right. This week's Shot of the Week is... It's a 99 Blue Raspberry.
Oh dang.
I mean, I kind of got it. I got the blue.
We and got the berry.
I just forgot the ras. And it's a liqueur. Fuck. Damn,
I mean,
49.5.
Yeah. 99 is a 49.5%.
No wonder it's so strong.
I mean,
it's good.
It was good.
I feel like this one, it'd be better
chilled. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be better chilled. Be on the lookout for, me and my brother been talking about it. You gotta put that damn thing on there.
It was bothering me, sorry.
Me and my brother have been talking about having Shots of the Week go head-to-head like a March Madness. We were supposed to do it during March Madness, but we just got busy. So we might have a 99 go against a Blue Chair Bay March Madness.
Ooh, like practice. A tournament?
Basically mm-hmm. like a tournament.
Love it.
So we're working on that. So be on the lookout for that. We might post that on our Instagram and our TikTok and everything and trying to get feedback before each tournament, each game, each shot, I guess. So everyone get involved and y'all can go and get those little shots. And so be on the lookout for that. We'll announce that once it comes to life and once we got more information. For your everyday life, it's mm-hmm. all that and a bag of chips. But back to me buying a wig.
I low-key forgot for a second.
I did not. I want to get a wig. I want to get. A, I want to get. So I saw this on, I don't, so what I want to do, it's not even a wig. So I saw this dude on TikTok, and I showed my brother this. I showed him the video. So there's, so as you know, I'm bald, right?
Yes.
So I can grow hair on the sides, right? My mm-hmm. hair grows fast on the sides. So
you want to get a toupee?
No, it's not even a toupee.
Gosh, no.
So there was this dude who had a reverse fade. So the bottom part, the back part, was all faded on the sides and this mm-hmm. and that. Left the top all like clean, but it's like a reverse fade in the back of his
head. Yeah,
like I think it's better shown than saying. I
guess. Okay.
When you see this, you're gonna like, what?
So I watch, and I was like, you know what? Why not? I thought that was all true.
If you do want to get a wig, can I be there to pick it out?
Well, you gotta be there to pick it out.
Okay, great.
I trust your judgment.
Thank you. In that case, I would want a hot pink.
No.
I'm just kidding. I would think blonde.
This, don't say nothing. I don't want to hear nothing because I'm warning you right now. When I get the fat back with no top, I don't know what this is called right now. The inverse baldy fade, the parking lot, because this ain't even the full cul-de-sac. This is just the driveway. But when I pull up with this, don't speak to me.
That's what I want to get.
I can still
do it. I can see that.
Because I got the bald that's gone here, obviously. But the beard is still strong, and I can grow that part. That part grow good. It's the hairline. But what he did, he put the hairline in the back. He made the neckline the hairline. I can see that. And that's vision. I'm dead serious. I followed the barber. Finished DM him. Flying to you.
So, like, I want to get something like that. I thought about it. Like, because whenever I saw it, I was on like, you know what? That's something different.
That's an inspo.
Ain't nobody really got that. You know what I'm saying?
Be a trendsetter.
I don't know about all that.
I would say, though, like, I could see you with it.
I mean, I'm thinking about it. Because my hair, I actually cut my hair on Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. And it's already growing back on the sides. Shit. Like, it's like spiky. It's like already starting to grow back. So I'm like, I got to cut my hair again. So it's like, I'm like, man. But then I'm like thinking about the barbershop prices and everything. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of barbers that charge a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because now my son goes to the barber now too.
I know your pain. My son goes there too. He goes and gets a little haircut and I'm like.
But I haven't seen him like in the chair. Noah,
Josiah. Oh, I thought you said you ain't seen him in a chair. Oh, you ain't took him to the...
Yeah, I haven't. I don't take him.
Oh, okay.
But cool. I respect it, though, because, you know,
yeah.
I don't know anything about all that. So I feel like I'll leave it to, like,
Dad. I'm thankful for God that, you know, in her family, there was a barber. That was her cousin. And so he cut his... So I ain't even got to say nothing. He just cut his hair the same way.
No, I'm just glad, like, somebody knows what they're doing.
We like, hey, yo, can you just cut his hair?
Cut his hair.
How you want it?
Short.
this generation? you know, like the youngest? I don't want no Edgar.
Ooh.
Don't.
You know, all the little boys out there. All the little youngins.
Or the little mullet.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, some people can pull out the mullet, I will say.
Yeah, there are some that can. Not everybody can. There are a few that can pull it off. Not everybody.
So this is a pitch. I'm showing her a picture. I'm showing Mimi a picture. So this was back. I don't even know how long ago this was.
Were we just out of high school, or were we in high school?
We were out of high school, I think.
So I don't think it was a year.
Not even a year. So This is Dino's. This is me, and that's our friend.
No way.
So at the time we used to have, you know, these we would have hotel parties or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we got this hotel room, and this was when the Soulja Boy dance was like popping. Like everybody wanted to know it. Everybody had to know it. And so before everybody got there, I had like a impromptu like tutorial that I was teaching them the Soulja Boy dance. So they put Soulja Boy on and I was showing them the moves, how to do it and this and the third. And so I don't know who took that picture. They took that picture. And at that time I had a fro and I was supposed to get my hair braided that evening before I got there, but my niece was in Houston with my mom and my sister, so they wasn't coming back till the morning. Mm-hmm. So they wasn't coming back till Sunday morning. So I didn't, I just took down my braids. So I had my fro out and I taught them, I was teaching them how to do Soulja Boy because that was going to be played there at the party. So they wanted to know the dance. And so it's funny when you think about things that you used to do.
Yeah.
And you used to be the one teaching everybody and you want to be fly on all the dance moves and latest dance moves. Cause child, I had to be on that point. I just had to, cause I got called out so many times. They didn't call him.
Nope.
They didn't call him for nothing.
Nope.
They called him for a shot. Hey, you want to take a shot? Yeah. They called me, hey, Bronze, you know how to do this? You know how to do that? I'm like,
that's insane.
So I had to know like a lot of dance moves. Everything,
yeah.
And I'm like, call my brother. But I would love to, I want to see you dance.
I think the day that I get married, I want you to dance one song.
Mm.
One, at least one song, and I will take that as my wedding gift. Mm. You don't gotta buy me shit.
So my question to you, have you, I know you danced before.
Mm-hmm.
What have you danced to? That's my question. What have you danced to? Like what songs? Like can you remember them, or do you remember?
Oh boy.
Were you too intoxicated?
No, I can say, well, our senior dance was a combination of songs. I did dance to that.
That don't count.
How that don't count?
I just don't feel like that counts. It's choreographed.
Choreographed.
Go ahead.
It really was.
Go ahead.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we had somebody that had no business dancing to that, and
we ain't gonna go there. Don't leave that alone. Don't leave that alone. But yeah, what else?
I will say, of course, Cupid Shuffle.
Okay, great. Okay. I've never seen you do that.
I've done that.
I've never seen you do that.
We got to play that one time when we down over there at the neighbor down the street.
Hell yeah.
I've done that.
we gotta remember this, Mimi.
Yeah, I'm putting my notes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she gonna make notes now because she ain't gonna remember.
No, because...
No. We getting old.
Y'all got memories of old people.
It's all right. I do not.
I do. What else?
Dance to the Wobble before.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
I've never. Wait, hold on,
Roy. Can you tell me when?
It hasn't been around y'all, so.
Oh, it hasn't been around. Okay.
Trash. Yeah.
Why hasn't it been around us? What, are we not worthy?
I never said that.
I thought
we were family.
We are family.
I thought I was the adopted family.
We are family.
You family. You ain't adopted. You family.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were family.
Like, I thought we were family.
Dang.
We is family.
Okay. You writing these down?
Yes. So Rory said he would
keep a shuffle. Wobble. Okay. What else?
Gosh.
And it's going to be in bold letters, too.
Oh. That's fine. And, of course, the old famous one.
So old famous.
Apache. I blame Fresh Prince for that.
But that's when you get a little too much drinking.
Hold on. Even before. I feel like I've seen you do that.
I've seen
with him Just do Dance. That. Whenever we would go over there and play.
And it's been with Just Dance and it's been without Just Dance.
I've done with Just Dance.
I feel like I've seen him dance that.
Vettel put that on one time and he showed out.
Okay, I put that in.
I blame Fresh Prince for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Will Smith for that.
You gonna start doing it now?
Dun.
What else you danced to?
That's really about it. Cause I feel like you said you try stuff. I ain't gonna lie, I've tried stuff and it's like I look stupid.
Have you danced to Tejano music?
I feel like I got two left feet.
What about country?
Country, I would feel the same. Two left feet.
You know, I honestly will agree with that. Because somebody has been trying to teach me country and I cannot get it.
It's like you want to get it, but it's like it's always a certain step that you, see, I guess in a sense you
like it's so
overdue or you overlook.
I got you.
And it's like, and then it just throws everything off.
Oh Lord. Go ahead.
Y'all know who. Okay. Uh-huh. This is her dancing country. That's her and her like dance partner she used to dance with. Hold on, let those people go.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Thank you. Like, that's them. And this is a song. And that's so interesting.
Look, that's the experienced country dancers. But as for me personally, if I find somebody who know what they doing, I dance country who knows what they doing, I follow you.
Okay, but
you lead me. Okay. If you lead me wrong, it's your fault.
Okay, but see, y'all know I love to dance, all that stuff. But I've like tried it with her, and it's so weird.
What do you mean it's weird?
Not it don't feel. But it isn't like right? It's so weird because I'm used to like the 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. But with her, it's like
She wants to turn and spin.
Like she'll teach me.
But okay, so you can't. So this is the thing, you can't expect because when I dance country, you don't expect me, even Tejano, don't expect me to turn. I might turn you one time. But I ain't going to country. I'm not going to spin you and put you and twirl you and do all this. I'm not an experienced country.
Some people dancer. Expect that.
But I will say though, with her, I feel like I would be comfortable enough to learn it to where I'll be comfortable enough to I'm in my comfort zone. Cool. I'll do it.
I mean, I feel you on that one. I feel you. I think country has its, if you have someone that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Then.
You're
but,
set.
But also, if you have someone that understands that the person that they're dancing with doesn't know what they're doing, and you're not trying to out there being extra and doing all this.
And I did communicate. I was like, look, I'm not.
When you kind of have to dial it back. The person that's teaching you had to dial it back and be like, okay, let's get you with the basics first.
And then slowly.
And then graduate you to the advanced stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But so, I will say I did try it and it's pretty fun. But
it is. It is.
It's something that you have to get used to doing and learning. Mm-hmm. And,
oh, yeah.
See, it's remember that, when we was over there, when we was over there, Easter, and we was vibing, and see, I could dance to Hano. Well, I was having a good old time. I had my little accordion, I had my cowbell, my little makeshift
cowbell.
I had everything, boy. And then they had the songs on the TV and everything, asking me if I could do this and do that, and then asked my brother if he could do anything. Wanted him to feel.
But don't worry, I got it written down on my notes.
Yeah, next time we over there down there and you there too, we gonna make sure that we put on your song and we gonna all
right.
We gonna all do it. It ain't gonna be by yourself. It ain't gonna be like just you up there by yourself. We all gonna just vibe. Cause me and Mimi was vibing out just us two to the songs. We was
eating
and just killing it in our seats though. We weren't standing up cause it was too much drink. And
not me. I was sober.
I was hungry. And I was trying to rest my body. But all right. So we're going to get to the final segment of the week. We're going to get to our last thing. So we're going to get to our masota and pasote of the week.
Ooh.
And so it's on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with my pasote.
Okay.
Keeping up with the trends. So I went with my boy, Mr. Stand and Deliver, Mr. Whoop That Trick, Trick Williams of Trick Williams University. That's my pasote of the week. That is a handsome young black man with a lisp in these streets. Made me looking at me like, who the fuck is that?
All right.
She's all like,
I see where they got the name Trick from.
Wow. Let me see.
Will you turn the damn thing?
I'm turning it, bro.
Turn it slow.
Oh, he's handsome.
Because I was looking at his name.
You got to show the people. What's the name? Oh. Bartholomew.
Matrix. Matrix.
Oh, that is about Bartholomew.
He's handsome.
Matrix. Mondre Belton.
Ew.
That's his government name.
That's disgusting.
Sounds like a white name.
What's his last name?
Belton.
He sounds like a white person.
It does. That's it, that first name.
He from South Carolina, so.
That first name sound hood as I don't know what.
Matrix.
But once you get to the, what's his middle name?
Mondre.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his first two names.
And then what's that last name?
Belton.
Get over here, Belton.
Oh, party for two for the Beltons. Right this way. See,
Good day, good sir. Good day.
Oh, the Beltons are coming to our restaurant, our establishment today. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, the Beltons, the famous Beltons.
Oh my gosh. But that's my pasote. Trick Williams, Trick Dollars, Matrix, Belton. Oh my gosh. I'm going on to my masota. My masota of the week has been one that has been mentioned previous times, and I cannot let it go by without mentioning long hair, Rhea Ripley.
Oh my gosh.
That is, child, she could do long hair, short hair,
but I love it.
She is killing it, Rhea Ripley. She has been on my masota of the week so many times.
Yes.
But you see why. If you look her up,
with her long hair, I feel she rocks the long hair.
She killed it with the long hair, the short hair.
This is before she dyed it. That's when she was blonde.
See, okay. Either way, though,
it's still
either way.
I'm still feeling it.
I forgot that she had, like,
yeah, that was before.
It's something about her.
That was way before.
It's something about her. But then the confidence she holds
for herself is amazing.
Oh my gosh! And then in ring, oh beast. Mode to the fullest. I mean, she killing it on all levels.
All I say is that whenever they come here in June, I'm going to the fucking surf club, and I'm going to go look for her, because that's where she was at when she came for SmackDown last time.
Oh. Shut up.
Yes, and I fucking swear, me and, you know, who we were supposed to go, but it was raining. So we said, you know what? We'll just go grab something to eat. We'll come home.
Oh, because it literally started pouring. Yeah. I remember she had her dark match after.
I remember that because I was next though.
Man. And then to fucking see on her stories and to see other people's like posts.
Yeah.
They were at the Executive Surf Club. Her and Raquel.
Shut up.
Yes. Mm. So.
You're going to be posted
for everybody that's listening, do not go, because I'm trying to go get me here first.
Okay? So don't go in June. Please don't go when they come down for Raw.
And that's my birthday present.
And that's on God.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be at the American Bank Center.
Are y'all going?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Going.
I got. Me too.
Oh,
we're all going.
The whole fam is going.
Everybody's going.
Everybody. That's my salt of the week. Rhea Ripley.
Love
before we get out of here, because I don't know if we're over and under, because I don't do time like this. But before we get out of here, Shotmaster, you got anything you want to say? Get off your chest.
I'm good.
Mimi, you got anything you want to say?
Y'all catch me at the next episode when I talk about Bethany.
You know, we like to thank our sponsor, Confidently You Beauty. Without you, we are nothing but beautiful peoples because of you. Because you keep the beauty in us. And we like to thank you. Go ahead and visit Confidently Beauty. Mm-hmm. Go get your wigs fixed. Go get your hair did. Get them kitchens tapered up and everything like that and all the above. Because they will take care of you and you and great hands. Like
yes, because she's taking care of my hair before I go to my trip. Mm-hmm.
Look, there you go. You got
she's it. She's a great person. I've gone to her before.
A representation of the product.
Yes.
You know, you can't go wrong with Confidently Beauty. Look her up. You will not be disappointed. No she way. Will work with you, and she will make you feel like you are at home.
Yes, definitely.
And she will listen. So, like, definitely check them out. Check them out. Go talk to her. Tell them that you heard this on the BS Booze Pod. Look us up on Instagram. Check us out. Follow us. Listen to the podcast. We thank y'all. We love y'all.
Yes.
We thank Mimi for being here on such short notice. We appreciate you.
Anything.
Dino's, come back to us, brother. Get back to us. I know you got a busy schedule, but hey, much love, brother.
Yes, and love you, bro.
Before we get out of here, we're going to do four very important things that I will tell you. Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
We love y'all. Jive ass, funky ass turkeys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.